Right now, welcome back to the podcast. You are a sex coach, and I can't help but think I slightly have something to do with you going into kind of making it your profession, because we've had chats about, you know, sex and intimacy and the importance of it over the years and having the best stamina in the bedroom. And all of a sudden you've gone from doing it as a hobby to doing it as kind of like a lifestyle. You've even changed your social media to the sex coach. So explain what made you go from being, say, the angel of abundance to a sex coach.
For sure. That'll be really when I take it all the way, when I switch off the angel of abundance. I've left that part there. But yeah, I've branded completely Sex Coach Noel. And you definitely have participated on the journey, brother. Just like every part of my journey and all of our journeys, you know, adds to where we're going and like the clarity for what we desire. So this has always been me, but it's the first time in my life I've ever authentically shared with the world. You know, it's always been the people that knew me, like you, just from lots of these conversations, knew me really well, as far because I've been wide open on your show. But for the most part, there was always in my mind that little old lady that might be a part of one of my communities or businesses, that what if she knew how sexual I was? What if she knew the real Noel? Would that cost me money, or would that keep me from getting invited to an event that could change my life in the future? It was always that little. And then finally, you know, on my birthday this past year, I always ask the same question, which I recommend for everybody. You can ask it today. You don't have to wait for your birthday. It's like, how did I evolve in this past year? And the answer was like authenticity, like just being more authentic. Like, not if you're 99% authentic out there, then you're being inauthentic. Because what's that 1%? Like, you can't be authentic. Authentic is real. So that was like a big like light bulb for me. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm gonna just enjoy sharing who I am, because when I think about what I want to see in my movie of life, like, I want to have amazing sex, human connection, take care of my body so I can enjoy sex more and enjoy this life more. And like, I'm always going to help people with whatever I'm doing. So yeah, bro, I'm all the way in. And we'll talk about really how far in, because I don't know how much you looked at what I'm sharing now, but it's fucking wild now, man. Like, it's really fun.
So when I was a kid growing up, I always knew who I was in myself. I was this confident person. I was always going to be a millionaire, always going to be the best, always going to be whatever, famous, whatever. But yet the outside, I was this nervous, insecure, shy person that no one liked. People just saw as the weirdo. But inside, I always knew I was this person, but I couldn't get myself out. So I was being 1% of my true self, which was, say, when I was at home with my family, going to school, 99% inauthentic. So if, like you, that's who you really are, but yet you're trying to be this Noel in this community, which is all about a certain image, then yeah, in terms of a niche program and focusing on, if you're selling trees to tree surgeons, then sell trees. But it's like, well, you've got a whole garden full of chairs. So, you know, if you switch to selling chairs, you're going to have a bigger market. So you're not really using your true whole self. So you're all, it's almost like secretly being gay. You know, you've had loads of girlfriends, but secretly, deep down, you really want to be with a guy. You're not being your true self. So when you become your true self and you search for the guys, you can always go back to women. You might not actually want a guy, but you've been your true self. And then, for example, in your situation, you might find coaching all these men how to last longer in bed either will be so fulfilling that it's more fulfilling than teaching somebody to meditate and awaken. Or you might be like, actually, fuck this. All these guys are twats. I'd rather teach about spiritual awakening. These are fucking egomaniac twats. And then you'll go back to it. But at least you exerted that true, authentic you, that now it's like, well, I've gone to the edge. Now I can come back. Now it's not like I'll never know what it will be like if I was my true Noel, because I've done it. So I've got nothing to lose. But it's like people choosing passion for a hobby. If you are doing something that you don't really love, such as a job in an office, when really you want to be a musician, you're not being you. You need to be a musician, do it for 5 years, try and make a living out of it. And if then over 5 years, you don't make any money, go back to the office job. At least you tried your true self. And So many people live inside as their not true self, that they never really experience that freedom of just being 100% you every time. And when you are that, you'll lose people, of course, but you'll also gain more. So it's taking that risk, knowing that when you lose one, you gain too.
For sure. Dude, the two things. I realized that the only area of life that I can think about, talk about, and experience without getting bored, without being like, oh, I'm tired of doing this, I don't want to do this, is the sex world, like conscious sex, relationships, the only area. So it's a gift and a curse for someone like me in that regard, because it's a gift because it just simplifies. Like, it's easy to know what to focus on. But it's a curse if I'm not being authentic and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this job because I need to pay this bill. I'm going to go talk to these people and do this because of, like, there's always this like ulterior motive, even if the motive is just survival, which we've all been there. Like, I mean, if you have to work a job to survive and pay the bills and do something that right now you don't want to do, just know that that won't always be our reality. We've all had to do it. But for me, it's like, finally, this is the first time before we came on live, I was like, this is the first time in my life where there's no part of my day, there's no part of my life that if I'm looking up at the movie screen, I'd be like, ah, oh, I don't want to see that. Like, that's everything that I'm doing is literally what I would be doing if I could choose, which, you know, that's how I'm setting up my life. And so I'll share this with you guys because I want you to know how far it's gone, because it's more than just like coaching guys or girls or blah, blah, blah. It's, think about it this way. I had a mentor years ago, and anytime I asked him a question about how to do something, he say, Noel, how do you spell how? And I say, H-O-W. And then he say, well, how do you spell show? And I said, S-H-O-W. He's like, well, I'll just show you and then you'll know how. Like, he wasn't about like talking. He's like, I'm going to lead by example. And then if you watch and you do what I'm doing. So in this analogy, for those of you guys out there that, you know, a lot of people will agree the best soccer player, best football player in the world is Lionel Messi. And, you know, or whoever you have out there. I could use a basketball analogy or any sports analogy. But so if Messi wanted to teach somebody soccer, yeah, he could get in front of the camera on Instagram and just run his mouth and be like, if you run forward and then you go turn left and then you kick, strike the ball with your foot this way, don't use your toe, use your heel. We'd learn some things as Messi. But what we'd all rather is to watch his ass go on the field and kick the ball and to run and do the things that that would be way more valuable to us. So I'm literally showing people everything. Like, if I'm going to show you how to be better at licking pussy, well, here's a video that I'm showing you how to lick pussy. This here, I'll take it further. I'm going to do a live stream, not on Instagram. I'm going to do a live stream where I will show you how to do this and that and how to breathe and how to be multi-orgasmic. And so it's wild, bro. Like, I'm like, fullest extreme to being authentic right now. And it's not just me talking about it. I don't know anyone else in the world right now that is talking about it and showing it 100%.
So are you telling me basically that you've got an OnlyFans account?
Fucking a wild one. That shit is, and it's all because I'm not monogamous and I'm not, if I was a cute girl, then I'd be doing solo stuff and like blah, blah, blah. But I'm not a cute girl. Like, I'm a dude. And what I'm authentically doing is connecting. It's conscious sex and relationships. So I'm authentically connecting with girls, even though now it's so interesting, bro. Like, the part of my life, like, it's so rare that I will meet up with a girl unless she is open to creating content with me now. It's super interesting. Like, it's like my whole mindset has shifted because I still we'll meet up with her. And I always say the same thing. It's like, let's connect. Let's see how we vibe. And if we're feeling like great energy, then let's create. Like, it's not just like, let's just do business. And like, it's not a business transaction for me. Like, I need to connect with somebody because if I don't feel a connection, if I'm not like super into it, or if I can feel like you're just, when's this going to end? Like, I'm just doing this for the content. Like, my cock won't respond. My cock needs to feel that we actually are having an energy connection, or else I'm not gonna. I mean, if you're drop dead gorgeous, then my cock will probably respond. But I mean, it's just so, yeah, man, I'm still getting all the connection and all the things, but I'm just filming it now and I'm showing it like live. Yeah, I have an OnlyFans. I've also been live streaming, which is super fucking wild. You don't know anybody out there, most of you, that does live sex shows that's a sex coach and teaching you at the same time. Like, this shit is ridiculous. Oh, let me tell you this, Oliver. On my content, I've never seen anybody do this, but I have to because I have shit to say. Like, I'll edit the content and I'll watch it back and I'll be like, damn, right there where I'm breathing like that or I'm putting them in that position. That's for a reason. That's from experience. Like, that's not by accident. So I do commentary videos on all of my content where I'll go on Zoom. Don't block me, Zoom. I'll go on Zoom by myself, block everybody else out. And I'll watch the content back and I'll be in the corner and I'll be like, look right there. What I'm doing there. Listen to how I'm breathing. Listen to how she's breathing. You see, feel her orgasm right there. Like, I'm literally play by play what's going on all the videos. So it's fun, man. I'm going to do another one of those, the commentary, right? Because I'm on Zoom, I'm going to do another one right after this.
So you're filming the content and also you're doing live content. And are people like buying a course where you have the videos or something?
Yeah, so they can buy the self-paced course if they want to. The best thing for anybody that like wants to go expand their consciousness as far as you can take it is my mastermind. Like, that's where you can actually connect with me. I'll teach you my cock exercises. Like, when on Oliver's show, we've talked about Kegels many times. That's one of two for guys. There's a full routine that I do, morning routine, like minimum 10 minutes that will immediately show you results. Stretching routine. Like, people are like, you can stretch your cock. You can exercise your cock. Hell yeah. Like, you and actually see a noticeable difference, even though the penis itself is not a muscle. It's surrounded by muscles that you can strengthen, and it literally will show anybody results in the first week of doing it. Like, you saw how quickly results came when you just started doing your
very quickly. Kegel. Incredibly.
Nobody's exercising these parts of the body. Like, yeah, right. We might do our arms and our legs and we might go for a jog. Awesome. But what about when you're fucking? what about the pussy, girls? Like, the vulva, the whole area. Like, you can stretch and you can strengthen that, tighten that. But nobody is doing it. So when you do it, you immediately, like Oliver, I could just tell by your immediate reactions when we first started talking about this, your partner is like, what the fuck are you on? Like, where, like, you become so different than anything else they've experienced because no one they've experienced is doing these exercises. Like, bro, I'll be on a live stream with 1,000 people and I'll be like, I know that none of you in this live stream is exercising your cock every day. I know it. And nobody has said, oh yes, I am. You do it out there, you will stand out for the rest of your life because nobody's doing it.
And that's the thing, right? Sex is a huge part of relationships, and the whole world is pretty much, maybe not the whole world, but most of the middle world is in a relationship and they're married. And yet, what is the number one reason why relationships fail? It's the lack of intimacy, not necessarily sex. Sex comes from intimacy. It's the lack of intimacy, which means there's no sex. And if you don't put all those things together, then why would you ever want to cuddle up with your partner if he lasts literally 2 minutes? It's a waste of time. You're getting all that work and excitement and he's fucking come in 2 seconds. The woman's going to be pissed off. And again, you're actually a genius for doing this because this is something that, as you say, I don't know anybody who commentates their own performance, you know, like jiu-jitsu. When I watch jiu-jitsu online, you've got him explaining, okay, here's what I'm doing here. I'm getting his arm behind his leg and I'm getting on top and I'm doing this. Make sure that your own body weight's on the guy. You know, you want to put your hips on the guy. And he's explaining what's happening and pausing it. But yeah, there's Pornhub and OnlyFans, but it's just a video of the person fucking. I'd never heard of somebody coaching. Okay, see what I'm doing here? I've lifted up her legs. I haven't lifted it too high because the vagina is this angle. So when you put it too high, it goes down. And you put it back a little bit, it goes straight. And it's that perfect position. I've never heard of anything like that. And you definitely want something because half the world is men. Everyone's online. Everyone wants to have good sex of all ages. Older people that simply can't even get it up anymore, right? They're your market. You've got young teenagers. They're your market. This is genius.
I'm giving away what I just described, the commentary videos and the OnlyFans content, what I was already selling in my membership, like the basic membership, the advanced membership, what I was already selling, which I'm collaborating with other sex coaches and all the stuff that I was already doing, my monthly workshops with me and all this stuff. that was already for sale. What I decided was, if somebody spends $100 on that, I'll give you $100 OnlyFans credit to go along with it. So just go spend $100 on OnlyFans, get the commentary videos, get all the stuff. So it's just like, I was gonna do this stuff anyways. Like, I was going to fuck this girl anyways. Now I'm recording it, and now I'm just deciding to take an additional hour, because all of my freaking scenes are like damn near an hour. Like, I'm not, and this is just because the girl's like, you know, Oliver, you know this by now. Anybody out there, you start doing these exercises, when your sexual experiences will end is when your partner's like, I gotta take a fucking break. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, how long is it gonna last?
You're just out of breath, and your legs fucking ache, and your abs ache. My abs got so good, by the way. Abs got so good from being in that angle, because you're constantly crunching. My abs have never looked so good.
For sure.
It's incredible.
The best ab exercise in the world is sex for, I mean, guys, because we're doing the majority of the movement. So yeah, it's nuts, man. Like, this is brand new, like, territory for me. And it's so much fun. Like, I'll post like something like I used to post on Instagram, positive, you know, uplifting for everybody. And then in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to post the most sexual post in the world in the next one. I'm just like seeing what Instagram will let me get away with. Because I've already had one conscious sex and relationships page like booted off Instagram. I think I said the word orgasm too many times. It's just like the example you used from jiu-jitsu, bro. Like, it's as long as people can see, like, it's so much more valuable, like, to be able to be shown something than to just like talk. A jiu-jitsu person wouldn't inspire you if he just stood in front of the camera and was like, all right, take your arms and like put it around his neck and make sure, like, the fuck, like, can I see it? So yeah, bro, I'm excited.
So what's your plan next to take this? Is it to do live sex with an audience? And you say, hey, Dan, come here. You see that? Okay. That's the clit. You probably don't even know this, but that is the clit. If you just lick it, just don't have to lick it much, but if you lick it just a little bit, just watch her breathing. Look at her breathing. Go up to her ear. Put your, you know, ear on her breath. Can you see it's changing? Can you see her stomach's like tightening in and her foot's twinging a little bit? That's when you know you've actually got something. She's not doing that. You really haven't got the right spot. Okay, have you thought about doing live ones?
Bro, I'm doing it. Like, I'm hesitating. I'll say one website just because, fuck it. Like, I don't know if I'll stay with them because some other ones might want to come along and pay me soon. But the one of the largest in the world is Chatterbait. And it's a web streaming or a webcam company. Millions of people around the world on there. And in my mind, it's like, because the question is, how do you market adult content? Like, you can't talk about it and show anything on Instagram and Facebook. So the best place in the world, like, for me was here, because it's like, this is where the people are going that want to see this type of content. And then there's a percentage of them, not all of them, but there's a percentage of them that also want to expand sexually themselves and not just be entertained. Like, some just want to be entertained. Awesome. But then there's a percentage that also want to know, because everybody out there, listen up, like, no matter where you are sexually right now, like, this is infinite improvement. All of us can improve infinitely in every area of life. And then definitely this one, because I know out there, I don't even know you, I don't need to know your name. I know that you're not exercising your cock every day or your vulva every day, ladies. I just know you're not. And don't feel bad about it. Nobody was taught this. Like, nobody was taught this. So, like, that's the best marketing for me, because I'll go on live, explain all the things that I'm explaining, and there'll be 1,000 people right now. Dude, I've only been live streaming on there for a month and I've already picked up almost 10,000 followers. Like, just like that.
Fucking hell.
I don't ever pick up 10,000 followers on Instagram. Like, I could be on there for a decade. Like, I'm not saying anything interesting enough personally to attract that type of audience, you know, on Instagram. So I'm being paid to market. Like, I couldn't wrap my mind around that. It's like, I'm live streaming, I'm being paid for that. But I'm also marketing at the same time, so people could go buy all my other stuff. Because for me, bro, like, long term and like big picture, I'm going to continue to build the community. Like, I already do all-inclusive retreats. Just the next all-inclusive retreat will be all sex coaches and tantra people. So the workshops and events will be all in the conscious sex space. And then imagine having, I host parties, I host play parties. So imagine having parties and events, and you're just around with other sex positive people in beautiful locations. Take it a step further, we're going to buy our own properties all around the world, and it'll be for community use. So there, somebody's out there in the community and they want to go there and stay for a month or bring their family or bring their partner or whatever. All good. That'll be a part of their membership. So just going to keep expanding it and just attracting those that care about their sex consciousness, because where else are you going to go to get it? Because that just doesn't, they're trying to repress, you know, sexuality in the world. They always have been. And it's still taboo. And, you know, there's going to always be people that judge me for what I do, and all good. Just reminder, I'm divine, you're divine, we're all divine, and we get to express that however we choose. So judge any human that you want to, but, you know, we're just all living the journey that we want to live. So
what is the the COP technique that you teach? Not the Kegel, but the actual other thing you said. What is that?
That would take 20 minutes and also visual examples, because it's okay. Like it's stretching and visualization and specific movements with my hands, and like it's really, really interesting. Like I learned this also when I was 19 because of premature ejaculating, and also wanted to get my cock stronger, and like I didn't naturally have the, which I actually really appreciate, like I didn't naturally have this like huge cock, which I'm grateful that my cock, because I exercise it, because I move it, I stretch it, I do all this stuff. It's just like the muscles in my arms. Like it's very proportional because I've exercised my full body, including my cock. So like you see, I have muscles in my arms. My cock looks like this too. Veins and all the shit as well. And when I go into sex, it's like I'm going into like battle. It's like I'm an athlete going into to an event. And I know I'm going to perform well because my body is trained to perform well. So imagine you out there knowing that every time you go into sex, not, I wonder, am I gonna perform well? Guys and girls, no, you just know that you're going to give the performance that you want because you've trained for this, like you're ready for it. So it's fun, and it's part manifestation as well, because I'm writing a book right now on sex magic. And so that's a whole nother topic. If you guys out there haven't heard of sex magic, do a Google search of this. I'm writing a book on this right now because it's a part of my morning routine. When I'm doing my cock exercises, I have a whole slideshow going with all the images and the different, we've all made dream boards, but I have a 6,000 image slideshow going in the background while I'm doing my cock exercises. So I'm exercising my favorite part of my body, getting prepared for fucking sexual battle while I'm manifesting all of the things that are important to me. So this is my mastermind level for anybody out there. Anyone refers my stuff, all of this is super important, I'll give you half, 50%. So my mastermind is $1,000. You refer it, I'll give you 500, period. So refer it to five people and I'll give you 2,500. You're up. And this is monthly. So there's people that want to be a part of this every month because they can come to my live events. Anybody that purchases from me, that includes it. It's always includes something else. So you can come to, like, I'm having a live event in Cancun. I'm in the Cancun area right now. It's a weekend event. You just show up if you're in my mastermind. Like, there's no extra charge. So it's like, I'm always thinking, how can I add more value? How can I have more fun? And this is, dude, like I said, I can think about, talk about, and experience this area of life. If I shared specifics on what this past Saturday looked like, I hosted a play party. Drake has a line in a song, everybody, that's the rapper Drake. And he said, more rest than sex is all that I need. I didn't have that on Saturday. I didn't have more rest. It was the opposite. More sex than rest. But my body was like, fuck it. Like, I can't do this every day. But today I will give you a pass, Noel. You can have more sex and rest on Sunday.
So it was literally multiple girls all night and you still never came?
No, I didn't. I haven't ejaculated in... Oh, it's been weeks. I just haven't needed to. Like, when you could, guys, orgasm and ejaculation are two separate things. And when you start exercising your cock, you can start to separate those things. And your energy will go up and up and up, higher and higher. So I'm orgasming the whole time. Like, my partners can feel it, and it takes their energy up. So it helps them orgasm. And then I can feel their orgasm, and it takes my energy up. So it makes me orgasm more. And then if I choose to ejaculate, then like I will finally. And a lot of times I've just ejaculated for some of the content that I've made because the girl really wanted that part in the content. So if you're like, I really want you to come on my face, or what, I can oblige you if that's the request, like I can oblige. But or if like they have like whatever birth control needed to where I can like come inside of them, that always feels amazing. Like that's, it's like the holy grail of ejaculation for us guys. It's like we can come inside, which is the most rare form, because there's no baby Noels running around here right now. So yeah, but it's been weeks. And so no, at this particular play party, if you guys don't know what a play party is, just like a regular party, except for instead of all the doors of the house party being closed, like don't go in the bedroom. Like when we were growing up, all the doors are wide open. So if you're vibing with somebody, you can go in there and do whatever you want, leave the door open. It's all good. Like it's like a group of people that not everybody's going to play. Not everybody's going to be fucking, but a lot of people will. Like there was a phase of that party where I was on a big ass bed with, I mean, like 8 other people and this fucking going on all around. Like I was having a threesome with 2 girls. And I mean, it was just like, that was just like one phase of the night. Yeah, man, it's fun. Like, it's not for everybody, these type of extremes. But with you have a monogamous partner, let's take it to the other end of the spectrum. Like, if both of you start to practice these things, your energy and your sexual, your cock, your vulva, ladies, you guys can have better and better and better sex for a 40-year marriage. Like, it never has to get stale. Like, if you're out there and you feel your sex life is stale, like that is not required for any of us. Like all you have to do is start practicing simple things, and you'll see results right away. And your partner will be like, oh my gosh, I want more of this. Like you'll start fucking every day, your partner. Like if I was in a monogamous relationship, we would fuck all the time, every day. And our sex would get better and better and better and better. Like it would never stop and get stale. It just doesn't have to. Like you just focus on how good it feels. Like that's my little simple tip for everyone. Like get out of your mind, stop thinking about everything else and be like, damn, that feels good. Baby, I love when you do that. Ooh, can you do that some more? Shit, that feels good. Let your energy go up. It's momentum, it'll take you up. Now guys, if you're not practicing your exercise, at least your Kegels, there's gonna be a certain level of energy that you hit and your body's gonna want to ejaculate. Like it just, so you gotta, that one, Oliver, but the other one is more for like making you feel like you're ready for battle in sex. Like that, I mean, everybody wants that. You get more length, more girth, more just everything. But the Kegels, it helps you separate ejaculation and orgasm. It makes you like in control of your ejaculation. Like that's for everybody. And you do that, man, there's no limit to how far you could take your damn energy.
So you're saying that you can increase the length and girth of your cock by doing the exercises you're saying?
For sure.
Because obviously 100%. there's penis pumps and that type of shit. Is it similar to like a penis pump where it like kind of stretches?
This is no outside like exercise, no outside equipment. This is just your hands, like hands and some lotion because you need the slipperiness. You can't do it on a dry.
And can you do? Did you have to be erect or can you do it when you're flaccid?
You need to be. Your cock will start to get stimulated just because you're touching it, but you cannot be erect to do the exercise. So this also trains you as well to not get overly stimulated, because I'm watching. Remember, I said I'm watching a 6,000 image slideshow. At least half of those images are hot chicks, like for sure. Every thing that I saw on the internet for like a 7-year period, this was years ago, for my digital dream board. If I saw something on the internet, whether it was a house or a car or beautiful locations in nature, a beautiful woman, I screenshot and put it in this folder called Bliss. So I have this folder now. So I can't be looking at like a hot girl and all of a sudden like let my cock get fully hard while I'm doing the exercises, or else I have to wait for it to go down and then continue. So it teaches us also not to get overly aroused while doing. I used to watch, when I first started, I used to watch porn while doing the exercise, just to train myself not to get overly aroused while being stimulated visually. So you don't have to go that far if you're not someone. I don't watch porn anymore. Nothing against it, except if I'm trying to learn from somebody that also does OnlyFans. I'm like, I want to know what angles they're doing. Ooh, that's a good idea.
All right, we got about 3 minutes left until it ends. Let's end on, why is it so important for people to practice Kegels in terms of sex duration, in terms of rebuilding their relationships with their partners, which has kind of fizzled out due to lack of sex and intimacy.
For sure. The worst feeling, I think, for me personally, just because I care about sex so much, I think it's pretty obvious, has been the times in my life where I ejaculated before I was ready and I didn't get another chance to have a sexual experience with my partner because she was either disappointed or she was second guessing even having sex with me in the first place. Like, there's a trauma from like 18 years old that I'll never forget when I was building up having sex with this girl. She was dating a star football player. He did something to her. She called me late at night. I went over there, and literally by the time my cock was inside of her, I was already coming, ejaculating. Mm. And she immediately, I'll never forget her words. She said, "I don't think we should be doing this. I just want to be alone." Never got to hang out with her ever again. I'm tearing up sharing this story right now. Like, I'll remember it to this day, but it sparked like my desire to, like, I have to get better sexually. Like, I have to. Like, there was nothing else that mattered at that point. And that's
basically, you are a fine example of having a problem and finding a solution and teaching other people the solution. Like, you've never been always this sex maniac. Mm-hmm. You were as shit as everyone else, and you've done these techniques and you've got the results and it works, and you can teach people because it works.
For sure. I don't think anybody, like, naturally, like, if you're not practicing something, like, even if you're just a blessed musician or a singer, like, if you don't practice that shit, you're not going to be as good as the people that are practicing. So, like, I talk a lot about being world-class sexually. It doesn't take much. You just have to be one of the few people on earth that actually practice. And then you become world-class. Like, this is the easiest area to become world-class in because nobody else is competing. Just think of it that way. All the other areas, if you want to be world-class athlete or musician or whatever, coach or whatever you're doing out there, there's millions of other people that are competing. There's no one that's practicing anything sexually. So you do it and you immediately can walk into a room. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how good looking you are or not. You can walk into the room and be like, I can fuck better than everybody in here. And if you go there with me, it's going to be an experience you'll never forget. And that will allow us to create whatever relationship that we want to create, because you know she's not going to go find that from Johnny over there or from Timmy over there. Like, that's, she can find that with you. So just take that with you.
I love that. Right. Anything you want to plug before it stops?
Yeah, no, just go to my, everything that I'm on is Conscious Sex XXX. So Conscious Sex and just 3X. Sex obviously has an X in it, so just add 2 more X's. But just connect with me on Instagram. I'm still the Angel of Abundance, and all my Linktree stuff is there. You can find all the juicy content and put your email in on my email list, and it'll send you an email where you can get free OnlyFans content and anything, all my commentary videos, all that stuff.
Cool. Right. Let's stop that there. 1 second.
Damn, that went by.